You've heard me talk a lot about private label, and Andy Slammons is back with a new free course. It's the Smart Private Label course. S stands for selecting a product. M, manufacture with the right supplier. So important. Amazing photos, keyword research, and listing preparation is the A. R stands for ranking your product to the first page of search. We all know how critical that is. And then T is taking your product to the top of Amazon and beyond. This is a free course. It's going to help you get that foundation to do your own private label productness. You want to work smarter. Get it smarter. AmazingFreedom.com/smart. AmazingFreedom.com/smart. Tell Andy I sent you.
Welcome to the E-Commerce Momentum Podcast, where we focus on the people, the products, and the process of e-commerce selling today. Here's your host, Stephen Peterson.
Welcome back to the E-Commerce Momentum Podcast. This is episode 186, Chris Bond. Man, it's been a long time since I had Chris on the show. He was episode number 10. And what fascinates me, and that was, almost 2 years ago, is his business model is relatively the same. Now, this is a dude who fills up his trailer with boxes and goes on the road trips for a couple days, sometimes 3 days, out and back. And we talk about all that. But what's so cool about it is it's now an experience-based trip. And he's making it a point to see friends that he's seen from high school. Now imagine, and we talk about this, if you had a job and you had 2 weeks paid vacation, you're not going to go and hang out with your friends and see friends from high school or whatever, people that you're friends with. You're going to go and take your family to the beach or whatever, right? That common sense. In this scenario, he's able to make this all part of the experience, yet still make his wallet a little heavier. Love the camping story. Not that it's for me, but I get it. And I just love the fact that he's still a freestyle, free living, and not apologizing for it. I just think it's such a great, thing that we all probably could do. Not me camping, though. Let's get into the podcast. All right, welcome back to the E-Commerce Momentum Podcast. Man, I am so psyched about tonight's guest because it's been a year, more than a year and a half since we last talked. I can't believe it was way back in early 2015. Chris Bond. Welcome, Chris.
Hey, Stephen. Welcome. Appreciate it.
Number 10. You were episode number 10. It's crazy to me. I can't believe how time just flies, man. I just can't believe it.
And what, you're almost at 200 episodes?
Yeah, I'm getting closer to 200. Yeah, 100, and this will be like 186 or somewhere in there. I was counting out because I'm going to be as we were talking in the pre-show, I'm going to be doing a bunch of speaking this year. And my first conference is the ACE Conference in New Jersey. Anybody wants to come and meet me, I'm going to be at the ACE Conference in New Jersey. I'm going to talk about those probably in the next episode. Then I'm going to Resonate in Atlanta, Jeff Cohen's conference. And then I'm coming back, and then I'm going to Providence to Chris Green's. Now, Chris Green is my 100th episode lock. Everybody has to figure that out. He was episode number 100. He'll be episode number 200, number 300, 400, 500, 600, all the way up. Even though he doesn't think he's a big draw, is what he said to me. I'm like, dude, you're a big draw in my mind. So, too bad. Just like Andy's number one, he's number 101, number two. I'm an accountant by trade. I do everything in order. And I was trying to figure if I could time it to have 200 done when I'm there, and I can't. But I might record it when I'm there in person because I think it's neat to see people's facial reactions. When we hung out last, where were we? Was it Louisville, or have we seen each other since Louisville?
You were in Colorado, Rocky Mountain.
Okay. I did not go to Rocky Mountain last year. I am going to be there this year, and I'm speaking. I did not go to Rocky Mountain, but I was there. I was in Colorado for Andy's Breckenridge retreat, which I'm going back to. If you're going to be there, I'll see you there. Where else did we see? Man, I've been everywhere.
Weren't in Chicago, were you?
Not this past year, the year before. I'll be speaking in Chicago, another one. I was in Orlando, Kelly Loach's little meetup, which wasn't so little. I mean, there were 90 people there. I was in Nashville, like I said, I've been a lot of places. So we've seen each other a couple different times.
Yeah, I think ASD was probably the last time, Louisville, that we've been face-to-face.
Yeah, now I just came back from ASD. I did not see you there.
because you would have been at our party, and it would have made a rock star party. It was a good party. I mean, you would have enjoyed yourself. We're talking about August. Maybe we'll have another one. I don't know. That house was awesome. You know, one of the things that struck me, and I still quote about, you know, my interview with you, and it resonates so well. You are a lifestyle entrepreneur, because I'm really talking about intentional living. I haven't really announced it yet, but I'm getting ready to retire from my job. And I am going to intentionally walk away from a six-figure income, not bragging or whatever, and I'm only 51. I'll be 52. And for me, I must admit, I'm a little envious of your choosing your life. You were the first person I think I talked with who really talked about it, and you were serious. This was a long time ago, Chris. And you've even taken steps to lighten the load even further, purposefully. I mean, where does that come from? Were your parents kind of free spirit people?
No, I think I'm one of the black sheep. I'm one that took off. All my family's still in their tight little niche in Kansas City. They all live within 20, 30 minutes of each other. When I was 19, I left the home, moved out to Colorado and snowboarded for a couple years. And then I traveled for 7 years solid. And that's pretty much where I get it from is when I traveled, I just didn't need a lot of stuff. I just needed enough to get comfortable and get by. And so that's what I've kind of chased, even with the online sales business, was get back to an area where if I wanted to take a road trip or if I wanted to go see family or something, I can just pick up and go and my business comes with me.
You know, what blows my mind. So, you know, we've been passing each other. I was in Vegas getting back and trying to coordinate a call. You were just coming off a 3-day road trip, another 3 days, but it wasn't, you know, I hope people understand this. You know, when I think back to Traveltage is the term that you used way back, and you weren't the first person. There were other people that have done it, but you've taken it to a different level now because it's experience based, right? It's not just going to buy stuff, and that's great, and all those are benefits, but you've truly taken it to that experience level to see people that were in your life. Am I correct?
Yeah, absolutely. The people that I was with this past weekend, I mentioned to you, I have my nephew with me, and he came on the road trip with me. And as we were pulling up to this friend's house, I'm like, yeah, I met this guy in 1994. And I mean, so I've known him for 23 years, and he's just somebody that I'm glad I still keep in touch with. We've been in bands together in the past, so we've got music history. And yeah, I just we show up and we play cards Saturday night. Got to hang out and relax. You know, it wasn't a hotel room that you were cramped up in. And typically, if I get a hotel room, I'm processing inventory. So if I get a hotel, it's work.
Yeah, you would not. I mean, let's be honest. If you were working a regular 9-to-5 job and you only had a 2 weeks vacation a year, be honest. His apartment and his area isn't one you'd go and vacation in. So you'd never see this guy. Is that fair?
Yeah, fair. That's easily fair enough to say. I mean, I definitely wouldn't go out of my way on my 2 week vacation to see a lot of people.
Yeah, and I understand that. That doesn't mean to sound like it's rude. It's the real world. You have limited time. You've got, you know, you're up against the clock. You got to get as much in as you can. This is a vacation, especially if you got kids, which you do, and family.
That's what I was gonna say. When vacation happens, I'm on my wife's schedule.
Yeah, right. And that's reasonable. But the fact that you can do this, I think that's one of the things I hope people hear. If they've been sourcing and doing things, there's more to it. The reason to go on a road trip is exactly this kind of reason. A, you're with your nephew, right? So you guys are hanging out, which is pretty cool. B, you get to see a great part of the country. If I remember correctly, way back, you were doing some camping too, right? You still do that when you can?
Yeah, I still camp out. And then I'll when I go to Colorado as an example, especially like if I'm pulling my trailer, I like to drop my trailer off on the front range and then go up and camp out for a couple nights up in the mountains.
who gets that time? And yet the whole time you're making money. You're writing a trip off because it's a legitimate expense, right? And you're, you know, able to process from the road, but it's so much more. And I just hope people really want to take, I mean, it's fun to go on vacation and all that kind of jazz, but man, when you could go, and imagine the stories, imagine your friends are like, what are you doing? Like, that's got to be pretty cool conversation.
Yeah, and you know, when I pop into people's places, I mean, unfortunately, a lot of my friends are in their regular 9-to-5 grind, and they're living for the weekend, and that's what they do every week, week after week. Nothing wrong with it. I mean, that's just the path that they're on. And I tell you what, when I either tell them I'm popping in or whatever, I mean, their eyes just start glowing like, oh, sweet, we're going to have some fun this weekend.
That's awesome.
Something a little different.
If you are out there and you are thinking about doing this, you know, reach out to Chris and understand it, because to me, this is what life is supposed to be all about, intentional living. And I think this is a perfect example. Now, this is a year and a half later and you haven't changed your tune on that, right? I mean, that's it. I mean, this is the same thing you were doing way back, and I don't see it changing in the foreseeable future. Do you?
I mean, the only way that it's changing is if Amazon changes the RA rules up.
Right.
And I mean, until then, I mean, I'm not getting policy violations and IP violations, because a lot of the stuff that I sell is just full on mainstream stuff. It's not questionable. It's not shady boxes and packaging. I mean, be selective while you're out there. Only pick the prime stuff.
And that's taken you several years to understand that, right? I mean, let's face it, it hasn't been perfect, right? You figure that out over time.
For sure. You know, I take a lot of stuff, and I've donated lots and lots of stuff over the years from making bad purchases or whatever.
You know, one of the other things I always remember too is that you would prepare for your trip. You know, you would load the back of your trailer with Home Depot boxes, have them lined up as you were getting this material. You were kind of sorting it and putting it in there to try to reduce your workload. Is that still the plan?
It still is. I was telling my nephew yesterday that if I'm standing at the checkout and it's going to be a long checkout for whatever reason, by all means, he's welcome to go out and start peeling stickers and do it, loading boxes up, or do whatever you can in the parking lot, just to be efficient, just using your time wisely instead of just standing around. And so, yeah, as I'm processing inventory on the road, I try to keep the stuff that doesn't need tags pulled off, or the stuff that doesn't need polybagged, all separated from the stuff that needs worked.
That's a pro tip. Ooh, that's a pro tip. So as you're sorting it, you put the stuff aside that has no need for more handling, right, to reduce your handling.
Exactly.
That's a smart move. That's a really smart move. I didn't even think about that.
Then if I have stuff that is just going to take way too much time, it's going to need, if I forgot the bags or whatever, I just tape that box shut and it stays shut until I get to back to my shop and process it here.
Okay, so you can still process the majority of though, you know, on the road, and then you're only bringing a little bit back. Oh, that's genius, dude. I love it.
Well,
love it.
Typically, at my last point of the turnaround, like where I'm going to start heading back home, I ship off as much as possible, and I try to gauge it so where all the rest of the stops, by the time I get home, I'm full again. And so I'm coming home with a full vehicle.
Is the distance planned? I mean, do you know where you're going, or is it an approximation? And then depending on how well you do.
Everything out here is just so far. It's an hour to get to the next Walmart. And so when I go to that next Walmart, I'm going to hit up multiple towns. If I've hit that section of the country, of the state up, then I have to drive 2 hours out, and that's when I'm in Lincoln. While we were in Lincoln, I was on chasing one store down, and I had hit all of them in Lincoln. And so it was just, hey, let's go to Omaha. It's 45 more minutes east. And so, yeah, yesterday we just skipped hitting Lincoln up anymore and went and chased Omaha down. We did good in Omaha.
You know, it's so different here on the East Coast. I'm literally within a day's drive of 80% of the United States population. And the only reason I know that is because we have so many warehouses in our town. We have 4 Amazon warehouses in my town. And everybody's like, why? We have three major interstates here. And so you can be within a day's drive of 80% of the United States population. So when you talk about driving, for me to drive an hour, I can go through, you know, two good sized cities, where you're going an hour just to try to get to one, right? And it's just so different.
Sure. And these cities out here, I mean, if I go west, the next town west of me has three shops. It has a Goodwill and two retail stores. Then I have to drive, the next town is 100 miles from me. And it has about five stores. And then I have to pretty much drive all the way into Fort Collins to Denver to hit any other civilization.
I should do that math and see how many Walmarts are within 100 miles of me. I'm sure there are many, 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 many. That's crazy.
I think I have 18 in my state.
Oh, in the whole state. I can see 18, you know, probably within four counties of right here in Pennsylvania. I mean, it's just crazy. All right, let's do this. I want to take a break because I want to come back and I want to talk about changes. You've experienced some changes. You used to be involved with the List. You are knee deep involved with Kmart, and that's been your thing for a long time. And that apparently is changing too. And you're out on the road. I'm interested to hear what your spin is on the stores closing. There's just so much going on out there. And I think you'd be a great reference to be able to give us some info on that. Let's be right back. You know, it's so easy when you get a sponsor for the show and you use their services. And I do. It's Karen Locker's Solutions for E-Commerce. SolutionsforEcommerce.com/momentum will get you 10% off right now. I've been using her for, I guess it's been a year and change since I first interviewed her. Hired her pretty much right after the show because I'm like, I need everything you're talking about. I've got problems with stranded inventory. And guess what? I had lots of problems with stranded inventory last year as the restrictions were coming through. Boom, she'd fix it. If there's an issue with the photo, fixed. All that kind of stuff. I get refunds now. They just show up. Hey, you know, we're replying to your cases. Here's your refund. My feedback. I don't have to fix my own feedback anymore. It's automatically done. And I see the notes coming through. I still once in a while get an email from Amazon saying, hey, you have some stranded inventory. I send it to her and most of the time, it's already been dealt with and fixed. But let me tell you, being a single operator, my wife and I, this just takes so much off our plates. I can't say enough about it. It's Solutions for E-Commerce, the number four, SolutionsforEcommerce/momentum to get 10% off her services. Be sure you tell her I sent you, SolutionsforEcommerce.com. Cool dude. Love hanging out with him. He's just so funny. He's got stories that you'll blow your mind and is so worth listening to. He held me in a conversation for so long because I'm like, really? I mean, it's just, you live a little vicariously through him. But I do love the fact that he is living and not apologizing for it. Again, not for me, but I get it. The camping part anyway. Motel 6 is kind of camping for me. This segment, we're going to spend some time talking about changes in his life. He walked away from a pretty good income because it was affecting his lifestyle. And I think that that's so important that you're in a position to be able to make choices like that because you really want to be content. And it sounds like Chris is. I just love it. We talk about big store closings. He is a Kmart guru. He is a personal shopper for Kmart, has a group. I have a link for it there. It's a very cool group. I'm in it. He benefits. I benefit. And I think that's a very cool thing. Let's get into the podcast. All right, we're back and we're talking with Chris Bond, who was episode number 10. You should go listen to it to hear his backstory because it's a great story. It's a, again, you know, I think about experiences. My daughter-in-law is all into that. You know, I have two grandkids and third one on the way. And they do not want us to buy them anything. And I'm always like, look, before you buy anything anyway, ask me, let me check my warehouse because I probably have it, right? As we all do. But it's just like they are more about experiences. They would rather us come down and take the kids to a park or do whatever. You've living that life. And I still remember that. And it's just so cool to me that you haven't deviated. However, I guess you have deviated. You've said enough. You made a change and got out of the List. Now, Andy Slammons, David Hawkins, Curtis Batdorf, and Randy Reynolds, not last but not least, Randy, they still are involved. And there were five of you originally, and now there's four. And you walked away. I mean, it was your choice, and you said, I'm walking away. Let's talk about why you walked away.
Sure. And there was the main reason I walked away was time. It was eating up more time investment than what I wanted to spend with it for the reward that I was getting. And not to say that the reward, I mean, it was great. I truly enjoyed what I was doing. And those four are some of the greatest guys that I've ever met.
You're not saying it in a bad way. You're just saying, you know, for your, because, you know, you were talking about going on vacation. I mean, it affected you, because here's the difference with the list. And, you know, and I know I do commercial with Andy, and Andy's a sponsor of mine. I don't benefit any other way. I don't get anything else. I'm just saying this. These guys really had to do it. So when you go on a vacation, you still had to post every single day, right?
That's right. Yeah. I went to California with the family for 2 different years, and half of the week we were in San Francisco, and we're trying to do family stuff. And I mean, the thing about the list is we were out there finding the deals. We were the ones scraping the websites and calculating numbers to make sure that everything matched up. And yeah, if I go on vacation, I couldn't just set that to the side and be like, sorry guys, I'm not going to do anything this week. And so, yeah, there was still the responsibility of that. And so when I went on vacation, it was more of a the first couple days could be a lot of stress, just because I still had hours worth of work to do to make sure I was putting out a quality product.
You guys had a commitment and you had to stay with it. And so you like me, who's you know, leaving my job, you walked away from it. Financially, you were making great money, but you walked away from it. You intentionally chose to walk away from it. And I think that's such a great lesson, that just because something's working and it could work for some people, that's not what you wanted in your life at this point in your life. Fair?
Absolutely.
I love it. I mean, I'm love it because it's intentional. I'm all about intentional living, and I'm going to be hyping that up, because I just, you know, I don't know. I mean, I guess this is a great segue into, I was reading something in the Wall Street Journal today. I still read the Wall Street Journal every day. And there was a story in there about these stores closing, right? And they listed a whole zillion of them. But they said that 10,000 employees are going to be let go. 6,000 and change middle management or managers. And I'm thinking, when I read that, I'm like, I had to go back and read it again. I'm like, what? These stores are cutting out 6,000 plus middle management positions. Those are the jobs that pay well. And there's 6,000 of them losing their job. They said it was like 12% of the workforce of that level. And I'm like, holy cow. That means that, you know, those 6,000 people are going to be looking for jobs in those leftover companies. And that's going to be a challenge, right? And that puts more pressure on the businesses. More people are going to lose the work. And as I tell people, my little town is full of warehouses. I mean, literally, you could any name a company, they have a warehouse here. Apple has a secret warehouse here. Amazon has four, as I say. They're all here. It affects them. Those employees are going to be affected. The trucking companies, which there are a million trucks here, they're going to be affected. The fuel stations, the people who make eggs for the guys who drive the truck. I mean, all that stuff gets affected. And you're seeing it out there, right? And you see this change of foot. And that's why I'm all about intentional living. I think people have to start thinking about what they want out of their life, because changes happen they're outside of your control. Agreed?
I fully agree, and I see what you're doing walking away from your position as you're doing it on your call, not theirs, and that's the time to do it, because if somebody else is in charge of your future and whether or not you get a work, I mean, that's a lot of risk if you ask me.
I agree. You don't feel risky doing what you do, do you? I mean, I know they could shut you down and all the rest of that jazz, blah, 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 blah. But generally speaking, I mean, do you?
My main risk that I feel is definitely Amazon suspensions. That would cripple me even if it was for 2-3 weeks. That would just interrupt the whole cash flow coming in. One of my other fears is hitting a deer.
Oh, yeah. Hey, that's real.
I try to stay off of 2-lane highways after dark.
Well, hold on 1 second. I want to pause there, because that's so real that you just said that. So where I live, there's Interstate 81, which is a massive interstate, goes from, I don't know where it goes. I know it takes me down through some southern states, and it goes north up through New York. And literally in my town Sunday, there was a truck driver on the other side of the road. Something happened, had a medical emergency, and he is another one of the guys, crossed the median, hit the other cars head on. I think one was killed so far. The other two are still partially alive. And I mean, think about that. They're just driving on a Sunday afternoon, and the poor truck driver had something go wrong. I mean, you know, I feel for them, but it was so out of their control. I mean, think about it, right? It's not like they're drinking and driving or texting or any of that kind of jazz. So I think that's a valid point that you've got to pay attention. There is a risk that you are out on the road for so much, for so long. That's a risk, dude.
For sure. What I've done recently is I fired my eBay store back up, and that's to, one, get rid of stuff that's been piling up here that I'm always like, oh, I sell on eBay. But truthfully, I haven't sold on eBay in about 4 years. So
that's to mitigate the risk somewhat?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good for you.
And also get rid of a bunch of stuff that's been piling up here. So, yeah, another revenue stream fired back up. And it's been pretty lucrative the last, I don't know, 60 to 90 days is how long I've been back on eBay. Made power seller right away.
Woo-hoo. Well, let me ask you a personal question. This is serious. Do you have life insurance to handle the mitigation of the deer? I mean, it sounds awful and it's morbid, but it's real. I mean, it's one of those things, you know, think about it. In my corporate America, I have errors and omissions insurance that carry on me, and they carry all these other little things, you know, to make sure that if something happened that the company doesn't, you know, take a bump. Have we all thought about, you know, in your case, because you are on the road a lot, mitigating that in some way just because your family's going to be affected? You know, have you thought about that specific for that, not the rest of your regular life insurance to cover your mortgage and stuff?
Yeah, no, I don't have life insurance. I need life insurance.
Dude, you got to.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to hold you to this. Next time I see you, I'm going to be riding you to make sure you got it.
There you go. I'll put it on my list and get it done this week.
You really should. You know, I mean, that's another way of mitigating a control. It's a mitigation, right?
I hear you, and I agree with you 100%. I mean, it'd cripple my family if I was something happened to me.
Yeah, I don't want you ever to collect on it, you know, but God forbid, you know what I mean? It's just, I think this is going to be a great topic of discussion for me ongoing, is mitigating risk. And I think that that's a great example of something that you can do. Right now, there's some insurance out there. I haven't tested it yet, so hence the reason I really haven't talked about it. And Ashley, I'm going to have Ashlyn Haddon. She has insurance. She's my insurance agent, does my liability insurance for our business. And she has an insurance policy for Amazon suspensions. And I'm not familiar enough with it, hence the reason I haven't really talked about it very much. I told her, you know, I want to see it get underwritten, which she has successfully done. But I also like to see it get tested, because sometimes insurance can be, hey, you know, everything's great, but man, you didn't drive on the left side of the road, so therefore, you know, we're just not going to be able to pay. I'm sure that's not the case. I just want to see it get tested once, and then I can be comfortable with it. But that's another mitigating thing that you can do, right?
Absolutely. I'm familiar with that. As far as one of the small groups I'm in with, we've discussed it a little bit about this suspension insurance. And yeah, I mean, it's an interesting concept. And, you know, as much as I'd like to be like, oh, it's not going to happen to me, I mean, the reality is I don't know how many very experienced, follow all the rules sellers that I know that have been suspended. I mean,
well, I don't know how many that haven't been suspended. I mean,
I feel like I'm one of the ones that, I mean, God, my time is going to be coming any day. Because
yeah.
Everybody else has got suspended.
Right. Most everybody I know has, in one way or another. And, you know, for silly things, something went wrong, something, you know, and sometimes you could look back and pay attention to it and realize that, you know, you didn't pay attention enough. And sometimes that's the case, but I would say that all of them are reinstated, but it is down. Well, let's talk about more change. You are the Kmart man. You are the guy, I remember, with the gas cans filled up into your trailer, right? You had gas cans for free gas that you had, that you got from Kmart, because you were so many points. Does that still happen?
No, so...
Change. Outside of your control.
Outside of my control. So I was working a gas program with Kmart. They were plugged in with Shell, and coming up on August will be 2 years ago, Shell backed out of the program. And up until they were backing out of the program, I was probably earning, I don't know, maybe 300 or 400 or 500 gallons a month of gas.
Oh, my God. That's a lot of gas.
It's ridiculous. That was like, I mean, run around the country, why not? I mean, I'm getting free gas, and yeah, I mean, it was a sweet deal. I still do fuel rewards. I'd like to write a book about fuel rewards. I was talking about it quite a while ago. Need to get it all penciled out. And things changed right when I was trying to write it as far as Shell pulled out. So, yeah, I mean, I still do fuel rewards. All of that, as far as that, that led me into Kmart's loyalty program, their Shop Your Way program. I really understand the program. Any of the loyalty programs, the better you understand it, the more money you're going to save and the more money that you're going to make selling stuff. And through the program, I learned about something called a personal shopper. It's like a sales associate, your own independent sales associate. And I help people buy washing machines, or I helped somebody buy a bed the other day. And my part in it is, I mean, I understand the discount gift cards and the cashback sites and which coupons and promo codes to add to it. And so just as a general consumer, if somebody was going to buy a $1,000 product, I could probably shave 30% off of that purchase.
So that's a material amount when you're buying, especially when you're buying big items, you know, beds, yeah, refrigerators, good washing machines and dryers and stuff like that. That stuff's expensive.
And so with all these changes and stores closing and such, and I mean, I really don't know where Kmart and Sears are going with all of this. I feel like I'm completely up in the air. They've left me in the dark room and feed me shit. I'm not sure where it's all going to go and where Kmart's going to go with all of this. Hopefully they make it. You know, they did just sell Craftsman probably, I don't know, January, I think.
Right.
But that was a big asset that they sold off.
And I think Kenmore's going next. I think I read that somewhere.
I mean, Kenmore and then Die Hard, that's their two other major assets.
Right.
And once they pawn those off, I mean, I think that's just the end of the stores is what it says right after that.
Right.
So as far as my last 2 cents with Kmart and Sears, I mean, you know, if anybody's interested with this, I mean, hit me up on Facebook. I can definitely help you out. I was just at my first couple Kmarts this year. Mine closed in town in December. And so in Omaha, there's still two. And I was making purchases. I bought $120 worth of stuff from one and $220 from the second Kmart. And I didn't even realize I was going to be earning these points. But I earned $200 back in points from $300 purchases. And so that was all just bonus gravy for
me. And the way those points work is you can then go, you just have a date, like kind of like Kohl's, right? You have a date, and then you can go and use them legitimately to make purchases. And the best part about Kmart is you can do them online.
That's it.
And I love it. I mean,
it's also tax exempt when you go, or not, pardon me, not tax exempt. It just doesn't charge sales tax when you redeem points. So it shaves a little bit of a step or trying to get reimbursed if you're doing online orders. I just find all of that a pain.
Right. Right. And so it still exists today. Now, you don't know what it's going to be in the future, but today it still exists in some form.
That's right.
And they're revising it as we speak. And it's a Kmart group. And is it a, because it's a Facebook group, right? It's a Kmart Facebook group.
Yeah. So I run a group on Facebook for Kmart and Sears. And sorry if you're in the group. I haven't posted much recently.
Well, it's been changing. I mean, what are you going to post? Hey, Kmart's changing today. Hey, Kmart's changing tomorrow.
And I'll throw this out there for anybody that knows me and hasn't seen me very active recently. Another one of the life changes that we're dealing with right now. My mother-in-law is coming down with Alzheimer's or has Alzheimer's, and all of third and fourth quarter, we're bringing her out to our house every day, and every day is a challenge. And so this is throwing a complete curveball in my business because we're trying to homeschool children. We're trying to run internet businesses. We're trying to take care of the in-laws. And I went down and picked my nephew up. I mean, it's just a whole bunch of stuff going on in life. And
you mean life is happening?
Yeah,
life, and life happens to you.
Juggle this and make it all happen.
You know, the cool thing about this, Chris, to me, is because you've been intentional with your life, you can handle that. I mean, I sit back and I look, hey, we're going to have to turn in our FMLA. Are we FMLA oriented? Because I need to take time off unpaid to go. And you got to hold my job, though, because I have to go help take care of my wife's mom. you know, and that's just scary to me in today's day and age. And that's the kind of conversation, I mean, I hate to say it, I deal with that all the time. You know, people have to do that. And then when they run out of that time, it's the most awful feeling in the world. I mean, life's happening still to these people. And so your intentional life has allowed you to deal with a lot of junk this past year. But you dealt with it.
I have. And I mean, I'm still planning on dealing with it again tomorrow when I wake up.
Yeah. That's what's so cool, though. I mean, I just hope people, you know, one of the things that, you know, I don't know if you've ever been there in that year in your life is when you fail to have hope. You know, I've seen people without hope, and that's an awful place to be. And so the fact that you can get up, take a drive, long drive, go and buy some stuff, sell it, make a living, you're not hopeless. You know what I mean? If you're in an area where there's a giant company and they're closed, oh, you know, think about Kmart, right? If they do close, all those store managers, those are good jobs. Those guys make a pretty good buck. They're out. Now they got to go and try and find a job in a place where we just said that there are 6,000 and change people losing their jobs. So guess what? Those people are going to take the, you know what I mean? And so I think that it's because you've been so intentional. And I love the fact that you're rolling back your eBay. I think that's a smart move. If you're not doing that, you really want to figure that out. You don't have to be the person shipping it. Lots of companies, you know, Brendan at Prime Zero Prep will ship your eBay stuff for you. Reach out to him. John Bullard will ship your eBay stuff for you. I don't know if Matt Kelly and Todd Forrester, if they will at their Delaware, they'll do your Amazon stuff. I don't know whether I'll have to ask them if they would do eBay stuff. I doubt it at this point. They're really doing pallet shipping for big scale. But anyway, there are options out there, right? And man, I love it. Am I going to see you one of these next upcoming conferences? Are you going to make it to Rocky Mountain or Chicago?
Mountain Reseller Conference. I'll make it to Chicago as well. The rest of the summer and spring, I'm not sure what's in store for me. I'll be zipping to Colorado probably two or three times before June, July.
Okay. And you got to deal with these personal issues, yet still got to work your way through them. So, yeah. And that's the beauty of it. Well, then. And
with doing eBay, it locks me down.
That's a reality.
Yeah.
I had to close mine because I've been doing a lot of traveling. I turned mine off and then bring it back. And that's hard because I have almost 5,000 SKUs. So it's hard. But, you know, you deal with what you got to deal with, right? We'll see how that goes as I move into more of a full-time operation as opposed to the part-time I've been. Dude, man, I can't wait to see you. I appreciate this. I appreciate the information, especially about the changes. I love you walking away from the list. I love those guys. I was just with two of them just last week. And I love those guys as much as you do. But you walk away because it's intentional. And I think that that's such a great lesson. I hope people hear that and start taking that stuff serious because life is going to happen to you. You need to be prepared for it. So perfect example. Chris, man, I wish you nothing but success. I'll pop your information out here for Kmart Group and your contact. And, you know, the other thing is if you're thinking about a road trip and if you're thinking about what that experience level can be, reach out to Chris because he's a perfect expert. He's got a couch surfing group he's in it's just all about experiences. And I love it. I love it, love it, love it.
Peace. Steven, I appreciate you having me on.
Hey, peace in your life, my friend. I'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Right on.
So a really good story. And remember, it's been a couple years that he's been living this lifestyle. He's kind of figured it out. He's dialed it in so he doesn't miss his kids growing up. That's so important. Yet he can park his trailer, head his truck up into the mountains and just experience life. I mean, if that's what you are missing, you've got to figure that out because otherwise you're going to create a job. I just hate to see people leave because they're like, wait, this is hard work. No kidding, it's hard work. But so is your job. But this is the stuff you can do not working for someone else. You've got to figure it out. ecommercemomentum.com, ecommercemomentum.com.
Thanks for listening to the e-commerce Momentum Podcast. All the links mentioned today can be found at ecommercemomentum.com under this episode number. Please remember to subscribe and like us on iTunes.